Good day all, and welcome to The Past Is Never Where You Think You Left It on the FM. It's your host, Anna Hunter, and today, in my first podcast, I will be discussing and answering the question, who was Anna, or as some would like to say, including myself, Anna, and Zynga. To some, that name could very well ring a bell, but to others, the only bell that could be ringing is the one to tune out of this podcast. But seriously, I want you to stay with me, because this woman has got quite a history. To start you off easy, Anna, or Anna, Nzinga, was an African queen born in the 16th century, specifically in 1583, which was way back. And when I say queen, I mean it. Not the kind of queen that people use today that make the word queen lose its value. I mean that she was a true leader, not to mention that this woman actually ruled for about 37 years over which is now modern-day Angola, and that's quite a long reign. She had a huge impact on the country, and even today, she is remembered as the mother of Angola. And not to take anything away from Queen Nzinga, but the story of how she got her throne? Now that's a bit questionable. For those of you out there with brothers, you know exactly what I mean when I say that sometimes you just wish they weren't there, that you could just get rid of them. That you could just cut them off. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little far, but this goes along, I promise. Some historians believe that Nzinga did just that. Her brother, who was next in line to the throne, mysteriously died before he was to take his throne. Some believe that Nzinga murdered her brother to become ruler. However, others believe that he committed suicide. Was it just a phenomenal cover-up from Nzinga, or did he actually end his life? The real mystery is what happened. But the answer may never be known. Who knows? Only those two. But we can continue this discussion after the break. Up next, we will go into detail about Nzinga's rule and her life. But for now, just enjoy this next track. It's called West. Hello, I'm back, and I really hope you peeps enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorites on Anchor, and as much as I could talk about my favorite songs, let's get back to Queen Nzinga. But if you peeps really do want to hear a podcast on song and artist recommendations, or any other wonderful ideas that you may have, then be afraid to reach out. My email is ahunter@hutchisonschool.org. That's ahunter, A-H-U-N-T-E-R, at Hutchison, H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, school.org. But for real, let's reel it back in. During the time of Anna, or Anna Nzinga's birth, the Portuguese started raiding the land for slaves and what they believed were silver mines, meaning that Angola held lots of value to the Portuguese. However, it was not actually in the Portuguese's intentions to raid Angola. In fact, Jessica Sneathan, in a 2009 report, states that during the late 16th century, the French and the English threatened the Portuguese in a monopoly on the sources of slaves along the West African coast, forcing it to seek new areas for exploitation. And by 1580, a few years prior to Nzinga's birth, they had already established a trading relationship with Afonso I in the nearby Congo Kingdom. They then turned to Angola, which was south of the Congo. The race did not stop until centuries after Queen Nzinga's death. However, when Nzinga first became queen, she refused to allow the Portuguese to control her nation. What a queen she was. So, by 1627, Nzinga had formed alliances with several former rival states. She led her army against the Portuguese, which would only start the 30-year war between the countries. And interestingly enough, she was able to form an alliance with the Dutch, which exploited European rivalry. And with the help of the Dutch, Nzinga was able to defeat a Portuguese army in 1647. However, the Dutch in turn were defeated by a Portuguese army the following year, causing them to withdraw their aid from the Central African country. That did not prohibit Nzinga from continuing to fight. In her 60s, she literally, like as in she actually did this, she led her troops into battle. She conducted guerrilla attacks on the Portuguese, which would continue long after her death in 1663, and would later result in the successful 20th century armed resistance against the Portuguese that allowed Angola dependence in 1975. Whew, that was a lot. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll be back with many more. Thank you for tuning into The Past Is Never Where You Think You Left It on the FM. And once again, this is your host, Anna Hunter, signing off. Have a blessed one.